General Bob Knight orders Bob and Dan to talk college hoops on Bad Radio every Thursday at 2:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet, Outlet Computers, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is 3:31. Big Dick Hunter will be at Home Depot in Balch Springs, no less. How about that?
He's big out there in Balch Springs.
The Ticket doing something in Balch Springs. This is at Elam Road and LBJ, or 635, as I believe they do numbers. They count a little bit better than they read out in Balch Springs. So it's Elam Road at 635. He'll be there this Saturday from 2 until 4. And he will register you to win a Ticket t-shirt and a $25 gift certificate to the Great Outdoors Sub Shop. And he also has a couple of very, very foxy Ticket chicks on tap to be with him. So join Big Dick Hunter, Home Depot, Elam Road at 635 in Balch Springs this Saturday from 2 until 4.
Is they going to mess with his sleeping?
It's bound to. He had an appearance at 11 o'clock in the morning a couple weeks ago. And what do you think that did to it?
He probably just stayed up.
His nocturnal lifestyle.
He probably just stayed up.
He probably did.
It's nutty.
Cannot relate, man.
Well, I can't either.
Well, we have it on pretty good authority that despite some protests and some action to prevent it, they did go ahead and play the Super Bowl yesterday. And, of course, I guess everybody is very aware of how this turned out and why it turned out that way. The New England Patriots won it by a score of 32-29 in much the same fashion as they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. A field goal by Adam Vinatieri of no short length with very little time on the clock broke a 29-29 tie and gave them the victory over the Carolina Panthers. And so the Patriots have now won the Super Bowl in 2 of the last 3 years.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
The leering press in New England, though, has it rated as better than pretty good.
I'd say pretty good.
They are saying this makes them one of the greatest teams of all time.
They better tap on the brakes. And they better tap on the brakes with Sean Salisbury, too. Were you watching SportsCenter last night when that idiot, and let me emphasize that again, idiot. He is the biggest idiot on TV. Did you hear when he got into it with Michael Irvin?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that at all?
Well, no.
If this Super Bowl team of the Patriots played the Cowboys of like 93 or 94,
it would be no contest.
They might get shut out.
The Cowboys would do the same thing to them that they did to the Buffalo Bills.
Wear them
down. In fact, the Buffalo Bills might do the same thing to them that the Cowboys did to them.
I think the 49ers of the 80s beat them. But for Sean Salisbury, that idiot, I can't believe that ESPN hires this guy.
Well, now, if you want to come on and say that they are the greatest of this era, you can make that case.
He didn't make that. He said they could beat Michael Irvin's Cowboys.
I know, but if you want to make the case that they're the greatest of this era that we're in right now,
I don't think you're going to get an argument.
Well, I mean, they certainly have the track record to back up any such claim.
But you know what? They have won two of the past three Super Bowls. But to me, if you're talking about a team among the greatest, in that year they did win the Super Bowl, don't they need to qualify for the playoffs that year?
You would think.
So there.
Listen, I'm not putting any
there
team.
There needs to be some brake tapping going on.
I don't care if they win 5 Super Bowls in a row and wind up with 6 out of 7 or something like that. To me, they do not belong in any discussion with the greatest teams of all time.
No, because the game has changed so much.
Now, if you want to talk about the greatest team of the salary cap era, that's fine. But the greatest team of all time? I'm sorry.
If they played that, can you imagine what that Cowboy offensive line would do to them?
Hey, I would take the Packers of the 60s and put them up against them.
Oh, the Packers wouldn't score.
Yeah, they would.
No, they would.
Yeah, they would.
Once again, you know, we got to start talking about, we have this argument all the time, and Jim Taylor, running his 4.840 is not going to turn the corner on those sweeps. Not going to happen. And Jerry Kramer, who weighs 250, how's he going to block? How's he going to block those?
Well, Jim Taylor didn't run the sweep that much. Hornung did.
Well, Hornung him and his 4.7.
Hornung was considerably faster than Taylor.
Too much speed, too much size. That's why you can't compare eras.
Yeah, but smarter.
Yeah, maybe smarter, but when you're giving up that much physical, so those physical attributes, well, you can't overcome it.
I'll take the Packers. I'll take the Packers in that matchup any day of the week.
I'll take the Falcons this year without Michael Vick against the Packers. Against the Packers, the best team the Packers rolled out there, I'll take the Falcons this year without Michael Vick. And they'll beat them.
The Packers would kill them. You underestimate the Packers.
No, I don't either. I think they're great. They beat everybody. I'm not underestimating a bit. And for the 60s, nobody could beat them. They were great. They produced a lot of Hall of Famers and a lot of championships. But the way the game has evolved and the way that players have gotten bigger and a lot bigger and a lot faster, they can't play with what they are today, in my opinion.
All right, we're getting off track here.
Right,
anyway.
But it's so fun to get off track.
Well, anyway, the Patriots did get the win. Is this the best Super Bowl ever?
I can't remember one. The last three have been pretty good.
I don't know. Last year's wasn't that great.
I mean, what, the one before that. The three of the last four have been pretty good.
Yeah, three of the last four have been good.
I mean, with the, you know, Kevin Dyson diving for the end zone.
I've always kind of been partial to that one myself.
You know, the other one where Vinatieri hit the game-winning field goal as time ran out, and then this one was pretty good, though, just for the fact that you had 37 points in the fourth quarter. I mean,
there was a lot to like about this one. And in fact, I think before I could say that this is the best ever, what I'm going to have to do is look at the Titans-Rams again.
You know what I was fearing? I was kind of, as halftime was approaching, I was wondering if I was going to come on here today and ask you, what happens if the NFL gives you a Super Bowl with all field goals? What are you going to do then?
No NFL football for me next year.
But that was quickly.
Yeah. Fortunately, they did away with that. And I didn't have to make that call.
I thought it was
quite a bit.
I thought it was an absolute terrific game. I really did. And
yeah, it really turned into a gunfight once they got things going. But I don't know. It lapsed into another garden variety overcoached NFL game several times. I think the players at various times kept it from devolving totally into that.
What was Fox thinking when he went for two?
I don't know.
When they'd cut it to 21-16, I mean, I know what he was thinking. That if he gets the two, then a field goal will tie it up for him. But was that the time to give up points?
Well, I don't think it was. And I think Phil Simms was right about his comments about it's too early then to be chasing points.
Right.
Now, if you want to make that decision and you want to go for two, fine, go for two, but let's have a better play. Let's have a better play than that they ran. And if you want to go for two later, let's have a better play than the fade.
You hate the fade. You know what?
There's no play in football I hate worse than that.
You know, have a play like the Patriots did.
Yeah.
That
was a play.
You know, that was the first two-point conversion they attempted all year long?
Yeah.
That was the first one.
I've seen them run that play before, though. That direct snap to Kevin Faulk with Brady acting like the ball's gone over his head.
That was a great play.
Yeah, it was a great play.
But the thing is,
when
they went for two and missed it, you knew on the next touchdown they were going to be forced to go for two.
Yeah, they got to do it then. I mean, you played your hand.
Right. I don't know why you want to give up points at that point. At that point of the game, I really don't. That was kind of, and once again, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, squib kicks, they're the most idiotic play in football. You know what they needed to do? You know what lost them the game, don't you, Carolina? The ball going out of bounds.
You think?
Yeah. So you know what we've seen this year with balls going out of bounds? We've seen a Super Bowl lost, and we've seen a season completely turned around.
Yeah, we've seen, I don't know if I necessarily agree with the idea that game was lost by that.
Well, you sure gave them the ball on the 40.
Yeah, you gave them the ball on the 40, but you know what? That's Tom Brady back there. Give him the ball on the 20. Give him the ball on the 15. Give him the ball on the 30. Give him the ball wherever.
If you'd have gave him the ball on the 20, he wouldn't have had enough time.
Yeah,
throwing the passes he was throwing.
Brady,
he's good, and I love that guy. But
Brady would have made something happen.
Maybe he would have, but you know what? I want him to have to make it happen. I don't want my kicker to give him
20
yards.
It was a horrible play, but I think there are some other things in the game that contributed just as much to Carolina losing as that did. I'll tell you one thing that I think was a big factor in it. The second quarter. Because the Patriots had the ball for just about all of the second quarter.
Oh, they TOP'd them to death.
Yeah, they did in the second quarter. And you know what? The Panther defense, especially the Panther defensive front, was not the same after that. And here's something else.
You know, they were kind of disappointed. They were kind of non-existent.
Yes,
all
they were.
You know what that is?
Now, they were talking about the great job that the Patriot offensive line did.
You know what that is? That's Bill Belichick. I mean, when he played the Colts, who was the one person that could beat him
and
turn the game around? What'd he do? Took him out of it. When he played the Panthers, who was the one facet of the game that could really take over a game and make things happen?
Their defensive line.
He takes the heart out of it. And give the guy his due, man. He's the best coach in the NFL. Give him his due.
I do give him his due, and you're right. He is the best coach in the NFL.
He is the
hottest thing going out there right now.
He sees the strength of an opposition, and he rips it apart. I mean, that's a good defensive line. You know what? They're there in the Super Bowl because of that defensive line.
Now, that defensive line was taken out of the game in the second quarter.
Yeah, just completely
because
destroyed.
The Patriots got the ball, they kept the ball, and the defensive line of Carolina was never a factor after that. Now, they talked a lot about the great job that the New England offensive line did, and, you know, I don't want to take anything away from those guys because they were the one aspect of the game that nobody was talking about beforehand, and they did do a good job. But after that, I got to think that what they were going up against had pretty much had it.
Oh, they were worn down.
And who's Peppers? Where was he yesterday? What is so great about this guy?
Oh, he is great. Don't say that. I mean, this guy is good, but...
Well, where was he in a big game?
He had two guys on him every time. Every single time. He was not able to... You know, he's not a big guy. He's got to be able to wander around. And they had two big guys on him, big bodies every play.
I've just seen that guy disappear a lot this year. I mean, every time I would see them, I would look for him to do something, like he did against the Cowboys last year. He was a big factor in that game then, but... I don't know. He just didn't seem to...
That's because on every play, Bill Belichick made sure he had two big bodies on him. He was not going to allow him to run free.
Okay, well, if you put two bodies on him, what does that leave you to do with Chris Jenkins?
They were handing him one-on-one.
Well, some of the time they had to double him, especially early in the game. I mean, you can't let that guy get in there and kill you. I don't know. It just seems like Peppers didn't do hardly anything yesterday.
And then they attacked him in a way that a lot of people haven't. You know how that is? They were able to run on him. Run and hold the ball.
A little bit. They ran for 127 yards, and while that doesn't sound like a whole ton, it was enough.
It's a Super Bowl. You rush for 127 yards, and you're generally going to win a Super Bowl because you're taking off a lot of time on the clock, especially when you have a guy like Tom Brady. But everything I'm reading today... It's about Tom Brady. You know, where's his place in history? You know, he's only the fourth guy to win two Super Bowl MVPs. And he's so young. And I tell you what, I thought the other quarterback came alive, too, in this game. I don't think you can diminish that.
Let's discuss him next. And it is 3:45 here on The Ticket.